everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. Thank you for being here today and joining me in another program where we are able to share some really important and valuable information to empower you with the knowledge so you can make the informed decisions in your life regarding your health and well-being. And as always, I have a very special guest lined up, and we're going to have a fantastic conversation. I do want to say before we get into things that I have a new book that's just recently been published. It's called The Hemp Health Revolution, The A to Z Health Benefits of Hemp Extract. And it's on my website, which is whatwomenmustknow.com, if you want to check it out. It's on Amazon as well. And it's the topic that I'm really very passionate about these days, and we're looking at the benefits of hemp extract. And that's the non-psychoactive form of hemp. It's incredibly medicinal and healing, and it's legal in all 50 states, so I just want to reassure people that everything is totally on board with hemp extract. It's kind of an exciting new solution to so many of our health challenges, including helping women regain their hormonal health and well-being. I consider hemp extract the new paradigm for supporting hormonal balance in women. And if you want to understand why, check out the new book, Hemp Health Revolution, and you'll be amazed at how nature once again has given us this amazing solution. And I want to talk to you about another wonderful solution that I have found. Actually, I am sharing some information and some knowledge about the ways that we really can rejuvenate our body, particularly our skin and our joints, and probably a whole lot more. About 2 years ago, when I was at the Natural Products Expo, I met Darren Landis, who is the Darren will correct me, the CEO, the president of Hyalogic Company. This is a company that makes the supreme form of one of the most powerful molecules for rejuvenation called hyaluronic acid. And if you haven't heard about it, you're going to learn all about it today. It is a product that I have been using for the past 2 years, and it's been phenomenal in supporting my rejuvenation, particularly for my skin. I use it twice a day, morning and night, as a serum, and we're going to learn more about why this is such an important component for any rejuvenation program and why it's also incredibly important for helping to support healthy joint function. So let me just introduce Darren first. He is the president and co-founder of Hyalogic, the company that specializes in the research of high molecular weight hyaluronic acid. Among other accomplishments, they are one of the first to bring hyaluronic acid to the marketplace for horses and dogs to keep their joints healthy. And Darren has been in the human and animal health industry for 20 years. He's previously served as a chairperson of the membership committee for the National Animal Supplement Council, of which Hyalogic is a current audited member. And he is certified as a respiratory therapist and has a BS degree in allied health sciences from the University of Kansas Medical Center. So it's a great pleasure that I welcome Darren Landis to the show today. Hello, Darren.
Hello. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, well, it seems like you're one of my regular guests because every time I return from the Natural Products Expo, which has recently happened over in the Anaheim Convention Center, California, as it does every year, I get really inspired by your products, what you're doing, and my own personal benefit from hyaluronic acid. You really introduced me to this 2 years ago, and I have been a big fan ever since. So I thought it would be wonderful now that I've reconnected with you, seeing you at the show, that we talk some more about hyaluronic acid. And we're going to start at the very beginning. And I guess the very, very, very beginning, Darren, is to tell us what, from your background working with animals, what got you involved with hyaluronic acid?
Yeah. Hey, can we talk about hemp first? I was just kidding. But
you want to get
book,
me going?
You know, your book, the Hemp Health Revolution. You said revelation earlier, but it really is a revelation on the hemp side. I mean, you and I both know it. We were at this past trade show, and what was the hot topic? The hot topic was hemp and all of its ability to help our bodies, and it's pretty amazing. So it's neat to see your book out, and I was reading some excerpts from your book and just kind of learning all about it. I really didn't even know that. I mean, we're talking about acne and bone health and chronic pain and all these things that they're talking about that hemp is good for. It's amazing. Fibromyalgia. And so that's where, I mean, it's pretty neat. I'm just glad you're really bringing it to light. And I didn't mean to get us off track. I'd love to talk about hyaluronic acid and I'll get going in that area. But I think that book, I mean, take a look at it and see. I'd love to read it myself. So I'm probably going to pick up a copy of it. So
That's great. Thanks for that, because I just to stay on this for a little bit longer, there is a revolution happening in health around hemp extract.
Oh, yeah.
Because the science and the results that people are getting for pets and animals as well as humans is pretty phenomenal. So it's like it's an area that's about to just explode as people are getting more and more aware of how this simple, well, I guess it's not so simple, this plant, this cannabis sativa plant, which is bred to have very low or no of the psychoactive ingredients, which is why it's legal in all 50 states, has such miraculous benefits for healing and supporting people in not just healing but rejuvenating. So thanks for, sharing your thoughts
about
that. I'm excited.
We had people, we make a line of skincare products, natural skincare products, and the first thing people come into our booth, do you have any hemp skincare type products? I mean, that's what they wanted to know about. They wanted to see if we've added hemp to our skincare line because it is so popular. And you mentioned the animal health side. I mean, it was the other day that I got a little marketing flyer that talked about, hemp for animals now, just to calm and soothe them and bring them out of their agitated state, and just all the other health benefits for animals too. It's pretty amazing, but there's no doubt about it. Like you said, it is a revolution. It is, people are really looking, but you want to be informed, obviously, and you want to know what are all the benefits and how it can work, but you want to find the right type and the right things and all that stuff. So hopefully you probably cover that in your book,
I do. I cover. I help people make the best choices because, like anything, and this fits in with our topic today with hyaluronic acid, there are many products out there, but you need to find your way to the best ones and to learn what it is that creates a superior product. So we're going to be talking about that too. So let's get going, Darren. Let's tell me about yourself and how did you find your way into this very exciting field, very exciting product with so many applications of hyaluronic acid?
Yeah, Mark and I, my business partner, we were working together. We had a small home health agency, meaning we were taking care of people in their home environment. So they'd get discharged from the hospital, and they'd still need a little bit of care at home. So we would go to their homes, and we'd work with them, help them out, anything we could do to help them kind of regenerate and get their lives back going. And what we noticed, we had quite a few of our patients/clients that would tell us that, it's just they're feeling much better, but they'd say, my darn knees or my darn hips are just not moving like they used to. We'd hear all about, it was all about mobility. And they'd always say, my joints are just kind of stiff. They're just not moving like they used to. And we'd always tell them, hey, have you tried, what the joint supplement of choice back then was glucosamine. This has been 15 years ago, and we'd say, hey, have you tried that glucosamine? I mean, I guess it should work. Everybody else is trying it, and a lot of them would be like, yeah, I tried that stuff, but I didn't see any difference, or I didn't know if it was helping me or not. So So we started kind of doing our research, and we were looking around, and we were trying to figure out what's the root cause of the reason why people have joint problems, you know. And we started noticing that it's a loss of the lubrication in the joints. They kind of lose, it's one of the major culprits, but they're losing that cushiony fluid in their joints. And we started researching it and found out that that cushiony fluid was hyaluronic acid. It's a clear jelly-like fluid that lubricates our joints. And so we said, well, maybe we should try and test some of this stuff out. We got some product in. We start, you know, allowing some of our clients to try the product. We said, hey, try this. Maybe see this might be a great glucosamine alternative for you. And so they started testing the product out for us, and we really started seeing some pretty interesting benefits. And we talked about our background in the animal side, or kind of the associations that we're involved with. At the same time, we all had some animals that, and dogs and cats that were aging, and we said, man, let's try it out with animals, because there's really no placebo effect with animals. If their joints are feeling more lubricated and flexible, they're gonna get excited. They're gonna be able to jump up in your lap. They're gonna be able to, you know, do all the good things that they want to do. So at the same time, we were letting some of our clients try the product and getting their opinion. We were, you know, giving it to our own animals and testing it out. And what we started noticing is people are like, wow, this really is creating some lubrication, some cushioning for our joints. And that's when Mark and I said, well, you know, no one's really bringing this to market. It's out there, but it's not in a supplement form or vitamin form that you could take. It's more different avenues to put it into your knee joints. You know, before that they were putting it in with a needle. You know, they'd squirt this stuff in with a needle to lubricate your knee joints. So we started to create a vitamin supplement or product. It was our liquid form of hyaluronic acid, and we said, hey, let's see if this will work. See if this will be a good glucosamine alternative for people. And we started noticing people were doing really well and became pretty flexible and mobile, and it's all about lubrication. You know, it was the same concept as, hey, let's keep our engine oil clean in our car so we can make it go longer. And so this was the same way. But at the same time, we had all these people start coming to us after we started making liquid hyaluronic acid and giving it people to take. They said, hey, we're noticing this stuff is really good for the skin. It's nature's moisturizer for the skin. They said, have you guys ever thought about, you know, making some skincare products like, you know, that we can apply to our skin, because we know that it's good for the skin. And so we created our first face cream, and then we went to a shampoo and a conditioner and a lip balm. Those are pretty basic products that we put together, but it was all about restoring the hydration and the moisturization back to the skin, because this molecule of hyaluronic acid, not only is it a lubricant for the body, but it's the hydrational element for the body. It's one of the most water-loving molecules that they've even been able to discover. And so we said, wow, we can create a supplement line where people can take it by mouth, and then we can create some skincare products where people can apply it topically. And the reason why we did this is, as we started looking at the research, we found out that, geez, this hyaluronic acid is something that we naturally produce each and every day, but we're slowing down on it for some reason as we get older. We don't make this water-loving, hydrating, cushioning, moisturizing molecule like we used to when we were 15 and 25 and 35. You know, it starts to slow down with age, and they say that aging is drying, or drying out is aging. So that's kind of how we got started. We were doing testing it out in the home care side, and then testing it and seeing how the animals did better. I mean, animals were a lot more happier and healthier when their joints are lubricated, and that's kind of where we came today. We've been at it for 17 years now, that we've been really pioneering and bringing about this molecule that we call hyaluronic acid into the marketplace. And you mentioned we were at the trade show, and not only was hemp pretty exciting product or ingredient at the show, but hyaluronic acid was right in there, right along with collagen. Those three were collagen, hyaluronic acid, and hemp were really important, because I think people are realizing the whole body beneficial effects to these molecules. So long story, but that's how we kind of got going.
So hyaluronic acid is a natural molecule that exists in our body. We have lots of it when we're young, and as we get older, the molecule becomes less and less available. What happens as we get older? Why isn't hyaluronic acid as readily available as we get older as when we were young?
That's the million-dollar question that all the scientists are trying to figure out, because you're right, it is naturally occurring molecule in our body. And to further simplify it down to make it real, because when we say hyaluronic acid, sometimes people are like, acid? Is that going to burn my tongue if I use it in a supplement, or is that going to cause my skin to go bad? You know, is it going to burn my skin type component? And so, it's not technically an acid; it's only classified as an acid. But this molecule further is classified down as it's just a little simple sugar molecule that our body naturally produces. And I tell people we make sugars and proteins and fats all day long, and this is just one of the sugar molecules that our body produces. But what's so interesting about this naturally occurring molecule that our body produces, and some people say, well, where is it made? Well, it's made inside of every living cell. Almost every living cell in our body has these little factories that produce this little molecule, this little sugar molecule of hyaluronic acid, and once it gets made, it kind of sneaks its way outside of the cell wall, and it's got to have water. It's got to be friends with water. It's got to absorb water. Without water, hyaluronic acid is ineffective. So our body is about 70% water, and so it sneaks its way outside of the cell wall, and it starts to interact with water. And so you're 100% correct. Our body is naturally producing it. But they don't know why we slow down on the production of it as we get older. Like those little factories just can't keep up, or they don't make it like they used to. Because all of us right now, as we sit here on the phone, are making hyaluronic acid. Everybody is making hyaluronic acid each day. But on average, they say when we get in our 30s, we've already started to slow down and to a noticeable difference. What are you going to see? Your skin's going to be less hydrated. It's going to wrinkle. It's going to sag a little bit. Your joints are not going to be as flexible, and all these other things that kind of come about. But they don't understand why we slow down on the production of it. They haven't figured that out yet, and that's why it's been so popular for people to just say, okay, if they don't know why we slow down on it, then I got to find some way to maintain it in our body, keep a healthy balance. So I'm either going to look for it in a supplement form, or I'm going to look for it in a topically applied skincare type product. And but again, yeah, they haven't figured it out. And I wish I could, because I think we'd reverse aging, because they are saying that aging is essentially drying out, or drying out is aging. And this is the most water-loving molecule known to the human body.
Do you think part of the reason is because people, as they get older, get more and more dehydrated? They're in an intracellular way, so there isn't that much water available as we had circulating in our body when we were younger?
It could be that. It's kind of like which one comes first. Did we lose the hyaluronic acid where we don't have enough? Because, again, hyaluronic acid is what binds to the water to keep the water in our body. It's a water thickener. What's really interesting is if you had a water bottle in front of you, and then I took some of this powder HA that we work with, and you sprinkle it in the top of your water bottle, just a teeny bit, put the cap on it, shake it up, let it set, come back tomorrow and try and pour that water out, it's going to pour out like syrup. So when hyaluronic acid and water mix together, they turn into a syrupy, gelatinous-like fluid. And a lot of people are like, well, why do we need thick, syrupy water in our body? I say, so it stays compartmentalized. We want it to stay in our skin, so it plumps the skin. That's why they call it a dermal filler for the skin. We want it to stay in all of our joint structures so that it provides lubrication. We want it to stay surrounding our cells so it provides cushion and plumpness and hydration. We want it to stay everywhere in our body so it lubricates and hydrates. So you got a great question there. I mean, like, what was first? Was there not enough water that we've got? We just don't you know, can't get the water in the body like we used to? Or was it the hyaluronic acid is not there to bind to the water, to hold it in the body? That's a great question.
You know, I've read that one molecule of hyaluronic acid attracts like 1,000 times its weight in water. Is that a true statistic?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much a statistic that everybody uses in the hyaluronic acid marketplace. Even in the medical profession, they recognize that it has that much ability to bind to water. And, you know, the reason why it can do that is this molecule takes on a linear or a rope-like appearance. We call it a sugar molecule, but it's really more technical. It's a polysaccharide. Poly meaning many, and saccharide meaning sugars. So it's a whole bunch of these sugar molecules that are connected together. Don't get fearful of the word sugar, because we're making sugars every day anyway. It's just one of the ones that we're going to produce anyway. It's not like we're adding more sugar to our body. But these long rope-like molecules, since they're in a rope-like appearance, they can bind water all up and down that rope-like molecule. They can really grab on to a lot of water. They have extra surface area when it's in a rope-like appearance versus maybe like a molecule that's in the shape of a basketball or something. You'd think, oh, okay, it could bind water on the outer shape of that molecule. Well, sure, but this one's in a long rope-like appearance. So that is a true stat that they talk about. For every one molecule that we produce, it can reach out and grab onto 1,000 molecules of water. And in the process of doing that, that's what makes the water in our body nice and thick and syrupy. But guess what happens whenever we don't make enough of this hyaluronic acid? The water in our body doesn't stay thick and syrupy. It thins out. When it thins out, it leaks out. And so it'll leak out of our skin, so we don't have the plumpness there anymore. It leaks out of our joints. We don't have the cushion. It can leak and thin out in the fluid in our eyes. It can thin out all over our body. I tell people, if we didn't have HA, we'd lay down at night, and considering we're 70% body water, we'd lay down at night, go to sleep. We'd wake up every morning, and we'd look like a blob on the bed. We'd have to push all that water back into its space before we could function throughout the day. But because HA goes in, acts like a sponge, grabs onto the water in our body, turns it into a gel, and keeps it in certain parts of our body, we can operate, and we don't have to push it all back each day. So, yeah, it's a pretty amazing molecule. But when it thins out, it leaks out. Well, why does it thin out? Well, we just don't make as much of this HA as we used to. Now, there are some people that are pretty lucky. They may not slow down on the production of this HA until they're in their 50s and 60s, you know. And there are some that it happens in their 20s, you know. But I think on average what they're saying is in our 30s, is when we start to see the effects of it. And I've seen a statistic out there that says by the time we reach 50, we've lost 50% of the hyaluronic acid in our skin to give our skin the plumpness.
Wow. So this is where using hyaluronic acid, in many ways, actually, let's talk about the different ways people can increase the hyaluronic acid in their bodies. Let's talk about the joints, and let's start there. So if people are having joint problems, what kind of problems would benefit from hyaluronic acid?
Well, I guess the first thing that we see is that people come in and they say, well, the doctor says I've kind of got a bone on bone, and it's hard. It's when I move, I feel like I'm just kind of, my bones are kind of rubbing on top of one another. They're creating friction, you know, and that's not real comfortable for me. And so when you hear the word bone on bone or you're starting to get kind of stiff, you're just not as flexible as you used to be, there's a good chance that it's the loss of this thick, syrupy, jelly-like fluid that we call hyaluronic acid and mixed with water. And so it's about getting the cushion back. It's about restoring the cushion, getting that cushion in there. I mean, a lot of times people are taking, you know, anti-inflammatories or pain medication type stuff, but could it be that it's the loss of lubrication in their joints? Could it be that they needed that cushion first, so they can get themselves freely moving around again? So I tell people, I say, well, you don't drive your car without engine oil. And they're like, no, no way. That the motor would lock up. And I say, exactly. So why do you think we can operate our joints without this lubricating joint fluid? And they're like, well, I didn't even know it. I didn't even know that there was such a fluid. And yeah, there is. There's a fluid gel. And when you go to the doctor and you have them look at your joints and say, hey, are they healthy or not? They're going to look for this fluid space. They're going to look for that fluid that separates your bones that keep them from rubbing on top of one another. And if you don't have that fluid, then it's kind of like your bones are similar in a way kind of to chalk. You know, and you start writing on a chalkboard and you just keep writing. Next thing you know, that 3-inch piece of chalk is a 1-inch piece of chalk because it gets worn down if you don't lubricate it, you know. So bones are kind of similar. If you don't keep them cushioned or lubricated, then you have the ability for stiffness and rubbing and friction and all the things that come along with joint problems.
So is that a procedure that doctors do? They actually inject hyaluronic acid into the joints to help lubricate?
Absolutely. It's a big procedure. Lots of practices are doing it. Obviously, we don't do that, it's a very, very common procedure, and I've heard lots of people say it really does help. You know, that's kind of been the trend. But a lot of people, once they hear about how it can work for their joints, they always say, "Well, maybe if I took a supplement with HA, I could really make it even better." You know, and that's kind of how it all got started, where people will do those others, and then they'll take a supplement with HA also. But I will say that right now it's only that when they inject it into the knees, it's as far as if I can remember, it's only approved for like the knees right now. But they've got some, you know, like I said, there's some pretty good options out there.
So when people can take the hyaluronic acid as a supplement. What form works best as a supplement? Because what you're doing is ingesting it, but it will allow the body to direct it to where it's needed, I guess, right? That's how it works?
Yeah. I couple the questions that people always get. You know, I mean, if you go into a health food store and you look at all these vitamins and supplements and different food sources and stuff, you know, and then a lot of times people are like, wonder how all these products really get to where they're supposed to go to, you know, and that's when I always say, well, if you take an aspirin for a sore big toe, did you have to say, hey, go to the right hip and over to the left hip and then go down? You know, you didn't have to coach it and tell it where to go. Our bodies are very, very intelligent at knowing where to put different supplements and products and in the places where it does need to go. And so it's kind of interesting how we see a lot of people, you know, looking for hyaluronic acid in a supplement form. First thing they'll ask us is they'll say, hey, is there any food source that I could eat? You know, is there any? There was a news story that came out about 15 years ago on one of the main prominent networks out there, and they did an investigative study with this village in Japan, and they found out that these people were living well into their 80s and 90s and beyond, and they didn't have any joint problems, no skin problems, no eye problems. You know, they were relatively reversing the aging in their village over there, and they were eating a particular starchy root crop type vegetable that was only native to their village. And what they were saying is that starchy, sugary root crop vegetable was either something that was helping make hyaluronic acid in their bodies or something that was keeping their bodies from losing hyaluronic acid. They didn't really ever elaborate on that, but what they did know is that they were maintaining their youthfulness and the surrounding villages were not. So when that story aired, everybody was flocking to the health food stores, or they were calling us and they were saying, hey, where do we get these food sources? You know, where can I get that stuff? You know, and we were like, well, I don't think we can get that here in the States. I don't know, you know. So the next best thing was to take it in a vitamin supplement type form. And so we created a liquid form of hyaluronic acid that we brought out. And I think liquids, when you're talking about a molecule that loves to bind to water, up to 1,000 times its own weight in water. I think that's an amazing, if you can already get it in a liquid form and administer it in a liquid form, I got to believe that that's the best way that you can get it absorbed into the body quickly. So liquids are really popular a way to administer hyaluronic acid. But now you've found other forms like chewables where you put it in your mouth and hold it there and let it interact with your saliva in your mouth, and then it kind of prehydrates or liquefies in your mouth. So there's all kinds of, you know, newer ways to do it. But the key is to try it, test it out, and then stay consistent with it. You know, we always tell people, hey, just try one bottle of a product of ours. You know, don't buy a whole bunch. Try one bottle. And if it doesn't work after that 30 days, then it may not be the product for you. So.
So you can take it internally as a liquid, which, it's a really simple way to get hyaluronic into your body because it doesn't really have any taste to it. I guess you can just put a squirt of it in your drink as well, or do you need to put it directly into your mouth?
No, we've always said, hey, put it in your mouth or squirt it into your favorite, you know, drink. I mean, preferably if you could just put it with water is always good too, you know. But there's a couple things that when we first started out, we were looking at. I mean, hyaluronic acid, some of the original sources, since we know that hyaluronic acid has to nourish and hydrate every collagen fiber in our bodies and in other mammals. So think of the collagen fibers in our body are the rubber bands that give us elasticity. They're what allow our skin to stretch and go back into shape. They're what allows our blood vessels and our nerve fibers and our muscles and tendons and ligaments and everything to stretch and go back into place. And so we got collagen everywhere. But if you take a rubber band and you stretch it 1,000 times, it's going to dry out and break, but if you stick that same rubber band in a bucket of water, it goes on and on and on forever. So we know that hyaluronic acid, this water-loving molecule, is critical towards maintaining healthy collagen in our body. That's why I was saying collagen was the buzzword at the trade show, and hyaluronic acid was right there with it because they got to go hand in hand. But one of the original sources for hyaluronic acid was extracting it from animal collagen. They were taking it from the breastbone of a chicken or the red rooster flap, the coxcomb of the rooster. Those were the original sources for hyaluronic acid. But right away, we said, no, we want a vegan-friendly form. We want a non-animal-derived source. And we want something that is close to what our body could utilize versus maybe trying to pull it all out of a bunch of collagen fibers. So we started using a natural fermentation method of making the hyaluronic acid. And again, it's vegan friendly and non-animal derived. And the neat thing is you can make the size of the molecule, tailor make it to what the body can really utilize. So you can make the sponge, or you can make the molecule bigger, which is like a big sponge, or you can make the molecule real small, like a little sponge. But the body loves big, spongy hyaluronic acid molecules because the bigger the molecule, the more hydration and the more cushion and the more lubrication and the more plumpness. So we've always used a high molecular weight, which is like a big sponge, and we've used the vegan-friendly, non-animal-derived source. So those was what we thought was really important versus maybe an animal-derived material.
So those are two really important distinctions, to know the source of it and the size of the molecule to get the best results and to fit into also people's, you know, their values in their life and what they want. It's vegan and not relying on animals as a primary source. What about the benefit for eyes? Let's talk about eyes a little bit.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's a jelly-like fluid, and I will say, I back up real quick, if you want to do a little research on the joint fluid, the fluid that's inside of our joints that's this hyaluronic acid water, that name of that fluid is called synovial fluid, S-Y-N-O-V-I-A-L, so synovial fluid. and it's located inside of the synovial joints, the large movable joints that need that kind of cushion. So I forgot to tell you guys that. But there's the fluid inside of our eyes that's called the vitreous humor, or I call it the vitreous gel. It's a clear, syrupy, gelatinous-like fluid. It's primarily composed of this hyaluronic acid and water and some other components, but it's like putting a clear jelly syrup inside of a water balloon, and you can squeeze that balloon and release it, and that jelly-like fluid pushes that balloon back into shape. So it makes sure this fluid that's inside of our eyes stabilizes the inside of our eyes. It keeps the eyes nice and round and compliant and flexible. It acts as like a shock absorber, but it provides nutrients to and from the eye. So it's like this jello-y, syrupy fluid that just stabilizes the inside of our eye. But as we age, we talked about, we produce less and less of this thick hyaluronic acid water builder. Again, flour thickens gravy. Hyaluronic acid thickens water in our body. And so when we don't produce as much of this hyaluronic acid, then the water or the fluid in certain parts of our body thin out. And so they call it a vitreal thinning. So the fluid inside the eye can actually start to thin out. Well, that causes the eye to change shape. It can look like a football instead of a round basketball, you know. And when the eye changes shape, boy, that can change the lens or the curvature of the front of the eye. So glasses, reading glasses, all those things now may be a result of, you know, the eye changing the structure on the inside. And then they're saying things can kind of break away on the inside of the eye, all these different things that can happen, and, you know, dry eyes and floaters and all those things that they talk about might be involved in the situation. So, you know, there's a lot of people, it used to be that people were taking hyaluronic acid to keep their joints healthy. Now you're seeing a lot of people taking it in a supplement form to keep their eyes healthy. Now they'll also take all the other comprehensive eye nutrients that are good for the eyes, but they'll take the hyaluronic acid too as a kind of a fluid balancing element for the inside of the eye.
And you would take that in the same form either as a liquid that people can ingest or as a chewable as well, or is there a special delivery system
for
the eye?
You know, there's no, actually you could, with, if you're taking hyaluronic acid, there's liquid forms, there's chewables, there's gummies, and there's also capsules that are out there. People are just taking capsule forms of hyaluronic acid. Again, you know, they all could be utilized to either keeping your eyes healthy or keeping your joints healthy. Or the big trend now is beauty from within supplements. If you want to beautify all of your skin, take an internal supplement of some sort so they can get out to the skin and really hydrate. And hyaluronic acid is one of those interesting molecules that people are looking at. But there's not really any specific types or forms that are better than others as far as for different needs like your eyes or your skin or your joints. They all can produce some really nice benefits. But again, the whole thing is we tell people just give it a shot, but don't buy a whole bunch of product. Just test it out and make sure you're getting some pretty good results. And if you're not, we'll be the first to tell you, hey, try something else. Go try something else, you know. But we're pretty confident that hyaluronic acid can do some good things.
Let's talk about the serums that you have that people are using to help rejuvenate their skin, plump up their cells and tissues.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. Back when we were using our liquid form of hyaluronic acid, we still have those products out in the market, but people were coming to us and saying, you know, I'm taking this for my joints, keeping my joints healthy, but my skin, something feels better, you know. And so we started doing the research, and we found out that, man, we have an awful lot of this water loving hydrating molecule present in our skin. It's an amazing sponge that keeps our skin plump and hydrated. And we can really, when we look at babies, we think it's baby fat that keeps them plump and hydrated. It's really a lot of this baby gel HA that's in their skin, this syrupy jelly-like fluid that keeps their skin nice and plump and hydrated. So it's kind of like putting a grape, a nice plump grape, and then as we age, we mentioned we produce less and less hyaluronic acid. So the skin can go from looking like a grape down to looking more and more like a raisin. And so a lot of people are saying, hey, I either want to take it in a supplement form to beautify my skin from within and keep the appearance of my skin looking healthy, or I want to take a pure hyaluronic acid in a serum. I want this hyaluronic acid in water, and I want to, and a few other ingredients, and I want to mix it on my skin. I want to rub it into my skin, and I want to take that raisin back to a grape. And so it's a, such a water-loving molecule that people are really excited about when they apply it to the skin, because again, they're saying that aging is drying, or drying out is essentially aging. Well, what better way? We always talk about providing hydration back to the skin, so this is the most water loving molecule to the skin. So you apply it topically in skin serums, and we've taken our skin serums and we've added additional ingredients into our skin serum. So we have one that's just HA, but then we have one that is for age spots, and we have one that's for dark circles, and we have one that's for, you know, with adding some retinol. Retinol, everybody knows that retinol is really healthy for the skin. We have some ways to add vitamin C and hyaluronic acid in the skin. So we really rounded out our product line, but we use this base hydrating, water-loving form of hyaluronic acid in all of our skin products so that we can get that plumpness and cushion back to the skin, because that's the most critical component.
You know what I love about those serums, Darren, is, you know, you first wet your skin so you can spray it with some water. Your skin has to be somewhat damp, and then you just take one drop, just one little drop, and it covers your entire face and chest. You just massage it in. As long as you have that moistness on your skin, it gets absorbed. So one drop goes such a long way in terms of the, you know, the amount of product that you have in the bottle. It lasts a long time.
Yeah, and the neat thing is that, like, at the trade show, people would come up and we'd have little samples of the pure serum to, for them to try. And we'd say, hey, put this on the back of one hand. Rub this little bit on the back of one hand, but not on the other. And then we'd say, hold your hands side by side. And they'd be like, wow, I can tell that really felt, it's absorbed into my skin, you know. And we'd say, yeah, and guess what? Hyaluronic acid is already present in your skin. In fact, this stuff is present, hyaluronic acid's everywhere throughout our body. It's not just in our skin. It's in our eyes. It's in our scalp. It's in our lips. It's in our skin. It's surrounding all of our cells. It hydrates the whole body. So we say, this is something that you're applying to the skin. It's not foreign to the skin. Hyaluronic acid is not foreign. It's already naturally present. So the people are like, yeah, I can tell that. I mean, I just felt like that was part of me, you know, when I applied that to the skin. And then you're right. A little drop goes a long ways. We always tell people to lightly dampen their face before they apply it, because then it spreads out evenly. It's like, in a way, I guess, it's like heating up butter before you put it on the bread. You know, it smooths on really nicely. But we also have a facial mist. You know, you mist the face a little bit, and with this hyaluronic acid mist, and then you apply it, and it really, it's pretty neat how it spreads out.
Yeah, it's a beautiful product. It feels really silky. It just feels really good when I put it on. And like I was saying, I use it morning and night. It's just part of my regimen now. So I love it. I think it's doing a great job. Well, you could tell. You've seen me over the last couple of years.
Oh, it is. It's really interesting. And I mean, I think you practice what you preach, because honestly, I've been seeing you at the show for the last 2 or 3 years. And I'm like, wait, hey, whoa, you've looked the same, you know, and people can age in 3 years quick. You know, we saw a lot of our friends and people at the show, and we're like, well, geez, man, you must have had a rough year, you know. But if you really focus in on what you believe in, and you really do practice what you preach, you can, you know, you can do some great things for yourself and stay young, you know.
Well, I certainly do everything I can to practice what I preach and to get the benefits, and that's why I love the hyaluronic acid, which, you know, you, if you look around, it's in all these skincare products now. HA is such a popular ingredient. Everyone is promoting it for regeneration of the skin. And it's also part of what makes collagen work really well too, right? I've seen formulas that have collagen and hyaluronic acid in it. Do you want to comment on that? Because collagen is another really popular product.
Yeah. Sometimes when I'm doing a demonstration, I'll tell people, I say, hey, grab your skin, stretch it out, and release it real quick and watch it snap back into shape. And they'll be like, okay, what's all that about? And I say, well, that's collagen. Those are those rubber band fibers in your skin. Those are the things that give your skin elasticity. And I said, but those rubber bands need hydration and moisturization. And that's why that hyaluronic acid sits right in the middle layer of our skin. They call it the dermal filling fluid, the dermal fillers, that hyaluronic acid. It's like it's the plumpness. It's the swimming pool in the middle layer of our skin that keeps everything hydrated. And so collagen, without hydrating it and nourishing it, becomes inelastic. It doesn't have the snapback or the ability to pull the skin tight back. So we mentioned there's collagen everywhere. It's one of the number one proteins in our body. It's these stretchy, elastic fibers. I mean, our nose can wiggle and go back into shape because of collagen. Our earlobes can go back into shape when we push in on them. Our breastbone can go back into shape when we breathe in and out, and our blood vessels can expand and contract when each heartbeat because of collagen. But that collagen has to have this water-loving, hydrating hyaluronic acid molecule right there along with it. So if you're doing a collagen product of some sort, you definitely want to have hyaluronic acid on board to nourish and maintain all those collagen fibers, and it's what gives our skin that elasticity. But think about what happens to our skin when we age. They say your skin is thinning out with age. Well, we're losing the swimming pool gel fluid layer in our skin, that dermal filling fluid, HA, and then they say your skin starts to sag. Gravity takes over and pulls the skin downward. Well, if those collagen fibers are nice and healthy and elastic, they're going to pull the skin back nice and tight. But if they're losing their elasticity, then gravity pulls the skin downward, and we see some pretty good sagging going on. So yeah, it's a critical component to be utilized right along with. In fact, without collagen, hyaluronic acid has even been known to even be involved with collagen synthesis, putting the collagen together in our body. So it's a pretty critical point.
So it's really good if people want to get the most benefit. They can use the serums topically. They can take the hyaluronic acid internally, either in the form of the chewables or the liquid. Probably, I don't know, is the liquid more effective than the chewables for restoring hyaluronic acid?
Yeah, we kind of put all of our products together so that they're all equal, you know. But, I mean, like myself, If I got a chance, I like our liquid. Our liquid is just, it's so unique and different, feel, you know, for the body to try liquid form. So I like it. But, you know, we got people out there that love our gummies. They're like, hey, it's a treat during the day where I can take my gummy and I can get a little flavored treat, you know. So there's all kinds of options, but. The big trend now is beauty from within supplements. So people are now taking supplements to beautify their skin from within. So you know, because when you're applying topically skincare type products, you really can hit the facial area pretty good, you know, and the neck area pretty good. But it's not like we're, you know, can do full applications of moisturizers to the. I mean, we can put on body lotions and stuff, but when you take something internally, they're now saying, you know, it kind of goes systemic. It goes whole body wide. It goes to all parts of your skin and not just one area.
So before we have to bring our conversation to an end in a few minutes, one of the new products you had was a mascara-like wand that had hyaluronic acid. Talk about how that works for extending our eyelashes, which is very trendy now, as you know. A lot of people are getting eyelash extensions and want thicker eyelashes. So does hyaluronic acid help with that?
It's all about moisturizing and conditioning the hair follicles. And so the brows, the eyebrows, and the eyelashes need hydration. They need moisture. They need to be conditioned. And if you can keep the hair follicles and those lashes moisturized, then they're vibrant and healthy. And it's kind of like, in a sense, you plant a garden and you got to water it so the plants come up, you know. So the hyaluronic acid is the water that hydrates and nourishes and keeps everything healthy. So, yeah, eyebrow eyelash serums now are really popular. You apply them just like you're going to do an eyeliner, and then you can dab some on your eyebrows. And with hyaluronic acid, it's been really popular to add that in from a hydrating and conditioning component.
Well, that's great. I also want you to tell people how they can get your products. And, you know, I think, like anything, there are really superior products out there, and then there's, you know, imitations. So you have one of the superior hyaluronic products in the marketplace, and I know people will be really interested as to where they can get some for themselves. So where should they go? Tell us where they're available.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I think I always tell people, too, is don't always listen to me. Do your own research, you know. I can be on the show, but I can seem a little biased, too, you know, because I want to promote our products. But I've tried to stay pretty neutral during this whole conversation because my goal was to teach you more about hyaluronic acid versus, you know, making it an infomercial in any way. But I always tell people, just all you got to do is type in HA or hyaluronic acid on the internet, and you're going to find a ton of research and ton of articles out there. So go and look up and validate what we've talked about today. And I don't think you're going to be disappointed. I think you're going to have more things that you can read up on and really kind of study it out for yourself to make sure that you know, what I've said was correct and good, useful information. And with all the medical research that's been done on hyaluronic acid for the past 30 or 40 years and beyond, there's a ton of it out there. But if you want to, you know, look over products like ours, you can just type in Hyalogic, H-Y-A, and then Logic, L-O-G-I-C. And you'll find that we have a lot of stores and a lot of online folks that are selling our products. So we have our products in a lot of brick-and-mortar type stores and then online. And so feel free to check that out, and you'll be able to see quite a bit about our products. And then obviously hyalogic.com is our website. So if you get there and you have some more questions, our toll-free number is on that website, and we have an email that you can email questions to.
So your products are really readily available if people want to check out their local health food store, for instance, or go online. They can easily get to your range of products.
Yeah, we actually have a store locator right there on our website, so you can try and see if it's local. Now, I know that your reach goes beyond the United States. I mean, you have listeners all over the world, you know, so you can read about it, and obviously on our website, and then you can look around, and we have, you know, different sellers that do cover pretty much every country out there. So we're pretty excited about the reach that we have and the opportunity.
Well, that's great, because I do think you have a really good product, and you've done a really good job making it available in all these different ways and creating a superior form of hyaluronic acid, one that really is going to do the job. And that's one of the things I've learned from you, Darren, is you want that right molecular weight to get the most results from the product.
You know, what's interesting is, you know, your show is What Women Must Know, and you've set it out for yourself. The cause of your own is to go and find out all the science and then bring that back. And I remember when I first met you at the trade show, you came up to the booth and you were like asking me all these detailed questions, these scientific questions. You went well beyond what most people do because, A, you have the knowledge of being a doctor. You have the knowledge. But, B, you study out everything like no tomorrow. And I think it's because you feel an obligation to go do the research and bring it back to your listeners and your clients and get that information out to them. So, it goes hand in hand. I mean, companies like ours, we can't be great companies without having people like you that take the knowledge and bring it to the people and educate them. Because, sure, there's going to be a lot of hyaluronic acid products out in the marketplace, but how do we differentiate ourselves? And it's only because of people like yourself that, you know, pique the interest of others and try and get to the bottom of it.
Well, thanks for that. I do try to source out the best products, and that's what I want to share with my audience so people can really find what will give them the best results and best outcomes. So thanks for being here, Darren. Thanks for doing the great work you're doing, for creating some really unique and effective products, and are vegan-based, which I think a lot of people are very interested in these days. So I encourage people to go and try some of the hyaluronic products that Darren was talking about today. And as always, it's great to have you on the show, Darren. I learned so much, and you just keep inspiring me to stay with hyaluronic acid because it's such a key part of a rejuvenation strategy and a healing strategy for people. So thanks for being with us today, and to all of my listeners who've been taking advantage of this great information today, thanks for being with me. And remember, we're here every week, and if you go to the website, whatwomenmustknow.com, if you go to my Facebook page, What Women Must Know, you'll always get these shows delivered right into your inbox and Facebook. And if you want to learn more about hyaluronic acid, go to Darren's website at Hyalogic, H-Y-A-L-O-G-I-C, Hyalogic.com, and you'll find out all the ways it will benefit you and all the products, and they're so easily available. So, Darren Landis, thank you for being with us today. And as I like to say before we depart on today's show, I want to remind you to always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. And have a great week, everyone. See you again soon. Bye for now.